The building in which Andrea Ferrier schools her three daughters is, in fact, a school, a converted one-room schoolhouse near Kelowna in North Washington County.
We are sitting here in my dining room at District 9 Evergreen School, which is our home that's been converted from the last public one-room schoolhouse in Iowa to have closed. So we do homeschool at literally a home school.
Ferrier was studying to be a teacher when she had her first child 11 years ago. After talking it over with her husband, Mark, she decided to put this training to use, educating their daughter, Rachel, at home. Both she and Mark had some bad experiences in public schools.
My husband was labeled with learning disabilities early on, and it was actually recommended that he should attend special classes and ultimately a special school.
Andrea says he was just a late bloomer is all. She fell on the opposite end of the learning spectrum, identified as gifted and talented in a school district with no special programs for such students. So the Ferriers agreed their daughters would be better off at home where they could craft a course of study to fit the girls. Andrea Ferrier says homeschooling appeals to parents who don't want to drop their kids off at crowded classrooms.
It's an incredibly efficient delivery method when you only have three children who need to go to the bathroom and sharpen pencils and line up and go outside, and you know, instead of 25.
The Ferriers are among a significant number of Iowa families who choose to homeschool their children for reasons unrelated to moral character development. They're more concerned with academic achievement. In the case of 17-year-old Gabe Leonard of Cedar Rapids, his mother worried the gifts he displayed as a child would not be nourished by the public schools.
She thought that, you know, learn at your own pace and all that, that I'd be able to focus on moving quicker on the things that I was good at, and slower if I needed help on something, one-on-one attention, all the usual benefits of having one teacher, one student.
Leonard has flourished under this style of tutelage. He's a computer whiz, entering cyber defense competitions at Iowa State. And though he doesn't make a point of it, he's being recruited by Ivy League schools. But it's not always high achievers who stay home to study. Homeschool mom Ann Ryan lives on 22 acres near Springville, east of Cedar Rapids. She enrolled her son Bryn in public school kindergarten. She soon realized, however, he was lagging behind his classmates in picking up how to read.
And I knew I wasn't going to put him into summer school and rush the process because I wanted him to enjoy learning, not think of it as drudgery or something that wasn't fun.
So she decided to keep him home to take the pressure off. It wasn't immediately successful. He was still a slow learner. But he eventually got serious about reading when she refused to read out loud his magazines about Lego designs.
He was motivated and he was ready. And if I had pushed that earlier, he wouldn't. At first, I don't think he probably would have been as good of a reader because he wouldn't have enjoyed it. And he wouldn't read for pleasure like he does now.
When Ann Ryan's daughter Tessa came of age, there was no question she too would be schooled at home. Ann liked being in charge of her children's class schedules. It made it possible for them to spend more time with her father, who works long days.
One of my daughter's favorite things is going on night hikes with Dad. And, you know, she likes him to tell her scary stories when they're out looking for owls or whatever. But those things wouldn't happen if they had to be in bed that much earlier.
Ryan fully expected to teach the next of her four children as well. But his personality didn't fit the homeschool model. He requires more structure than she was able to provide.
We don't have a really orderly routine. We don't have a, you know, 10 o'clock we do this, 10:30 we do this. We don't really operate that way. But he did.
So her youngest son is a first grader in the Mount Vernon School District, and he's thriving, she says. Many families who homeschool describe the method they use as eclectic. They borrow from an array of sources and rely on experiential learning. As Andrea Ferrier, the homeschool mom near Kelowna, puts it, life should be your school. One segment of the homeschooling population aligns with what's known as the unschool movement. This approach basically allows the children to chart the course of their own education. Most homeschoolers follow a loose curriculum and share materials with others. Katie Diltz, who lives just outside Troy Mills in North Linn County, considers herself an unschooler. She says it's not as if she lets her two children do whatever they feel like.
It's more like allowing them to naturally meander their way through the educational process.
She believes this is the way the brain was meant to function. Her 20-year-old son Martin, now a student at Kirkwood Community College, groomed an interest in video production through this approach to education. 16-year-old daughter Rose grew fascinated with horses, which drew her into the study of genetics.
I never could have organized something like that for her. And I think if I'd have told her and said, oh, you're interested in horses? Well, we're going to study horse genetics and how colors pass along. You know, she would have booted me out of the room.
By permitting the children to become the engines of their own education, Katie Dilt says, the parents' knowledge gets stretched in unexpected ways as well.
It's a very interesting ride. And it's just so much fun to sort of follow them along.
Homeschooling parents say the education of their children is a complete lifestyle choice. Each moment of the day presents a learning opportunity. In this way, the woods behind the Ryan's house near Springville become a biology lab. It helped turn 13-year-old Bryn Ryan into a budding naturalist.
I would like to be like a ranger or someone that would work outdoors and stuff. Since I really enjoy going outside, I don't mind snow.
The pleasure of homeschooling for Ann Ryan, Andrea Ferrier, and Katie Diltz, they all say, is they are learning too while they teach their children. In fact, they say, they've learned more at home with the kids than they ever did in formal school settings. Outside Springville, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.